Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. Let us welcome to the program, friends, Orla Maguire. And Orla, first of all, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Adrian. Delighted to talk to you.
And the Maguires and the Maguire family are indeed, I don't know, nobody will ever ask you what you do with the family in your time off, because your husband Paul and yourself and your four kids are indeed involved in most things Irish, particularly up in the Paddy's Field and in the
Rockland Gaelic
and the Rockland Gaelic
Association. Yeah, we're very busy up here. All the kids are playing Gaelic and hurling all the time, so most weekends we can be found at the Rockland Field.
Right. Just before we get on to the cross-border orchestra of Ireland, just give us a brief history on, on the field and on the organisation there.
Well, the organisation here has grown from strength to strength, and in the last couple of years they've seen their dream come through, their field of dreams, as we call it up here, which we have fabulous Gaelic pitches and fabulous floodlights and everything. The kids are able to stay out training late into the evening now. Five nights a week they're out there, and then on the weekends we're playing games and we invite clubs from all over. There's blitzes going on and there's various competitions going on at all the different age groups, from the U8s right up to the U18s. And boys, girls, Gaelic, football and hurling as well. And now our next big project is to build a clubhouse. We're starting to, get ready to start digging ground for that. And that's going to be a lovely indoor facility with facility to, to train and to work out, and then to have a socializing spot as well. So
It's terrific. However, let us talk about the return of the
Indeed.
Cross-Border Orchestra of Ireland.
It's the third U.S. tour. They were in the Lincoln Center in 2009 and in Carnegie Hall before that in 2005. And this year they're back to come back and perform again at Carnegie Hall on Thursday, October 30th at 7:30 p.m. And it's going to be a wonderful show. And it's very exciting this year because we have two new tenors on board. We have Colm Riley, who's the son of the late Paddy Riley.
Yes.
Colm is a fabulous singer, so we're so excited to have him on board. And he, he grew up in New York, but with his parents going to and from Ireland. And he knows the border counties like nobody I know in this country. He literally grew up spending his summers in Armagh and Monaghan. So he's a great man to have as a tenor here, because he's able to tell the story and he's going to MC the night for us. So
fantastic.
He'll be fascinating to listen to as well,
Now, you have on this, on their tour here, well, first of all, they, this, as you say, once in every 4 years they are here. But they have toured and continue to tour, places that everywhere, from the Royal Albert Hall in London, the Chicago Symphony Hall, the Boston, and in fact, in 2010, we're at the World Expo in Shanghai.
That's right, that's right. They're a busy group, they rehearse all year round, and, like right now, they're performing in Galway for five consecutive days. So even if they're not outside the country, they're touring in Ireland. They have their Peace Proms every year, which is their tour of various Irish cities. So they're on the road, every year.
How were they formed? And I think that would take us back 19 years.
19 years ago, Sharon Tracy Dunn was a music teacher in the Louis Convent in Dundalk, and she came across some instruments that weren't being used. So she thought it was a shame that they were just lying idle. So that was how she started it. She, you know, got these instruments, she got some students together, and then she had a bigger vision to get kids together that wouldn't normally be together. So she invited some Protestants from north of the border and, you know, Catholics mm-hmm. from south of the border to come and rehearse together and to become friends, and through music, just to start developing a friendship that would last. And it just grew and grew. And now she has kids that come from Belfast and kids that come from Cork, and they practice once a week. And you have parents that literally drive their children from all over the country to rehearsal on a weekend day. And it's unbelievable how much it has grown in the 19 years. She's got 112 kids coming to Carnegie Hall this year. And in fact, four of them, I believe, were here in 2005. So there's four members that were here in 2005 and 2009 and are still in the orchestra and are back again. So, you know, it's the kind of thing that once these young people join it, they really just love it, and they form such amazing friendships, and they just, it becomes a part of their life that they just want to hang on to. And it's afforded them all a lot of opportunities to travel. It, you know, I've heard some really, really amazing stories about kids going on to do things after they've graduated from the orchestra, you know. Heard about one girl who got into the College of Surgeons, and it was literally because of her experience as well with the orchestra. And it just sets them apart, you know. It just shows that you're a very unique individual person with great aspirations and great dedication and great talent, you know.
The Carnegie Hall Cross-Border Orchestra of Ireland performance is scheduled for Thursday, October 30th.
Correct.
120-piece youth orchestra, and, of course, featuring Garrod Grant, conductor supremo. Yeah. And you also have Patricia Tracy.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah. Violinist. Absolutely.
And
beautiful.
And of course, Ilan Piper, Patrick Martin.
Yeah.
Yes. And what about Michael Bodnick?
Michael Bodnick is new this year to us as well, and I'm so thrilled to have Michael on board. He is such a wonderful guy. He is a music teacher in Manhattan. He teaches at St. Bridget's on the Lower East Side, and he also sings at St. Patrick's Cathedral every morning with Cardinal Dolan at the 7 o'clock Mass. So well, he's not racing to Mass, he's racing down to school to teach the kids. And his voice is spectacular, and he's just a wonderful asset to us, and we're thrilled to have him on board this year as well.
Yes. So Megan Ruby Walsh?
Megan Ruby Walsh. I can't wait. I have never met Megan, and Sharon tells me that she's going to blow my mind, and I'm so excited. What Sharon did this year in Ireland, which was the first time she's ever done it, she had a soloist competition. So a bit like, you know, all the talent shows we have on TV here, the reality shows like The Voice and X Factor. Sharon held her own competition throughout the country of Ireland. She had heats in all the different counties, and people could audition, send in their tape and audition, and then, you know, they got through to the local finals. And then she had the one grand final, and the winner, apparently it was such a hard judging competition, the judges were just distraught at only being able to pick one person.
Yeah.
But they did, they came to their conclusion, and the winner was this beautiful 16-year-old girl, Megan Ruby Walsh. So part of her prize was to come to New York and sing on the stage at Carnegie Hall. So this would be really, really her debut. So it's so amazing to add such a young, vibrant, you know, element to it as well. Yeah. You know, just to give some person that unique opportunity. So that's why this time around, there's a lot of different elements that make it very exciting for people who've seen it before, or for people who are coming for the first time. It's refreshing, you know. And all the different tunes, and, you know.
And also, you have choirs from
what Sharon does, whenever the orchestra perform, we engage local children because, you know, we want to impact the lives of as many kids as possible through music, you know, outside of just the orchestra themselves. So whenever the orchestra perform, we invite local school kids to come and sing as choirs with the orchestra. So I've already, you know, met all the schools, met the principals and music teachers. We've given them the music several months back, and they've all been rehearsing since the kids came back to school in September. So the kids will all arrive and have one big rehearsal, and then it'll be the concert that night. And we have 300 kids coming from New Jersey, from New York, from Connecticut. So that's something that's going to be hugely thrilling as well for all the kids that get to come and sing on stage with a live orchestra. So it's impacting 300 more lives on the night for these children to also see, you know, to be so
and
close to the real live violinist singing and playing beside them. It'll be thrilling.
And in places like Carnegie Hall. Now,
yeah.
For the, we might as well mention also that the orchestra will be performing at the Art Center at the University of Connecticut.
That's right, at the Jorgensen Theater. We're kicking off our four-day tour, and we're performing at the Jorgensen Theater in the University of Connecticut in Storrs, which people can arrive and buy tickets for on the night. That's on the Monday. Then on Tuesday night, we're going to Moravian Academy in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, which is actually Michael Bodnick's alma mater.
Okay.
So we're going to do a beautiful concert there. And again, people can arrive on the night to Moravian Academy. And then on the Wednesday night, we're going to be at Harrison High School in New York, which is a beautiful school full of so many talented kids. And we're going to be performing with their orchestra, with their brass band. They have an amazing array of dancers. So that's going to be our Wednesday night. And then Thursday night, we're wrapping it up with Carnegie Hall to go out in style.
It is a terrific organization. Something that started off as indeed a small unfunded group simply taking advantage, you know, of getting kids, particularly kids who had at a very early age before they indeed got to realize the horrors of war in Northern Ireland. There they were.
That's it. This is how they found their peace and solace, was through music, you know.
Yeah, and that should indeed travel to the United States and have that kind of camaraderie is simply amazing. It's a great tribute indeed, they definitely it's something that we would encourage very much. Carnegie Hall, as big as Carnegie Hall is. For the choice of tickets and seating at Carnegie Hall, I can only suggest, friends, that you move on it. And indeed, for any of the other events taking place for that 4 nights, give us a website.
Yeah, absolutely. It's www.carnegiehall.org, or you can purchase tickets at Carnegie Charge, which is 212-247-7800. Tickets can be bought either online or over the phone.
Absolutely. And it's the Cross Border Orchestra of Ireland. I would also suggest, friends, that if you'd like to know or get some information on the Cross Border Orchestra of Ireland, the website is www.cboi.ie, not .com. That is cboi.ie. And Orla, and of course your co-chair, Kieran Grant, who is actually a cousin of the great Garoge. We wish you lots of luck, and this is a one night only at Carnegie Hall. Again, carnegiehall.org, www.carnegiehall.org, or Carnegie Charge 212-247-7800. Our guest, Orla McGuire, And friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network USA.
Thank you, Adrian.